perfect love, why do you always run away? I've been following you for so long now. You flee whenever I get too close, and ignore me when I'm too far away. It makes no sense to me. Surely you want to live with me forever. Surely it's the only thing that could make you truly happy. But ever since we first met, you keep yourself far, far away from me. Why? Are you shy? Is this some kind of game? Or maybe you just enjoy it when I chase you? I can't know for sure. I wish you would tell me instead of just pretending I'm not here. Just like you are right now. I know that you can hear me, my tiny, adorable sweetheart. I see the way you stiffen up when I speak. I see the goosebumps and shivers that travel up your arms and through your body. But I suppose that in the end, it doesn't matter. I do so love to watch you, and I know that one day, sooner or later, you'll make a mistake. You'll end up in a position where you can't run away, and when you do, I'll be there to whisk you away. Don't worry. It will happen soon. I can just feel it. Oh. This is it. Your jacket is caught on that fence. Hang on, I'm coming. Just stay right there and don't struggle, so I can grab you and take you home with me. Oh, no, don't wriggle out of your jacket. It's cold out tonight. You don't want to be without it. Wait. Please. No, don't run again. Oh, my sweet love. I wish you wouldn't take this so complicated. Aren't you tired of all this running? Wouldn't you much rather just sink into my arms? I'm so much bigger than you. I could just easily carry you all the way home. You wouldn't have to. Oh no, not that way. There's a Oh dear, that was a ravine. Don't worry, my dear. I'm coming. Oh my. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, that was quite a tumble. Are you all right? No, don't try to run. You're hurt. See? Look at that. Your ankle is hurt. Twisted, at least. Possibly even broken. You're in no state to be going anywhere. Well, I suppose at least you can't outrun me anymore. Come here, my dear. See? I can pick you up easily. It must feel strange to be up this high. Oh, it feels so good to have you in my arms. I wouldn't mind carrying you absolutely everywhere from now on. Now, let me take a closer look at you. This is no good. No good at all. It's more than just the ankle, I think. You have bruises forming all over. And I think you may have hurt your poor little head. This is no good. No good at all. Now, don't you feel silly for running away from me. This was bound to happen sooner or later, really. You should count yourself lucky that things didn't turn out worse than they did. But I can't get too upset at you. After all, you melt my heart every time I look at you. So don't you worry. I'm going to take you back to my home and nurse you back to health. I won't leave your side until you're well again. In fact, I'll stay with you even after. You'll be as good as new before you know it. It's okay. You'll love it there. It's nothing like this drab, boring place you're forced to live in. There are all sorts of supernatural creatures there, just like me. Don't worry. You'll never be in any danger. Not as long as you're with me. Now, just fall asleep. I'll cast a little spell to help. When you wake up, you'll be safe. Forever. Oh, are you awake? I was starting to worry that I'd cast too strong of a spell, but it was probably a good thing that you got a lot of sleep. It will help you to heal faster. The faster you heal, the sooner we can start doing all sorts of fun things together. Oh, well, we're in my house, my dear. Isn't it lovely? As you can tell, I'm partial to a traditional Japanese aesthetic. This room may look a bit humble because of that, but this is actually a whole mansion, and it's just for the two of us. Isn't that wonderful? Once you're feeling better, I'd love to give you a tour of the whole place. But for now, I'm going to have to insist that you stay in bed and let me look after you. The good news is, you didn't break your ankle. It's just twisted, if badly. So it won't take you too long to be able to start walking again. Oh, and a bit more good news. Now that we're in my home in the yokai realm, you won't be able to run away from me anymore. I'm more powerful here, and certainly faster. So we can stop playing that silly game and focus on enjoying each other's company. Shh. Now, my love. There's no need to be so panicky. You don't need your old home anymore. You have me now. I can take care of absolutely anything you need. In the yokai realm, my power is far greater and even more so in my own home. I have almost total control over this space. We can easily redecorate however you'd like. And no need to worry about chores. Everything is self-cleaning. Most importantly, I'll be here to shower you with love and affection. I would be happy to do whatever you'd like. For you, sing for you, kiss you, and, well, I'll let your imagination run wild about what else I could do for you. Don't think I haven't noticed the way you blush when I bend over. How cute. But dear, the time for holding back is over. There's nothing left keeping us apart. No one to judge us. No silly fear of change. No unnecessary sense of propriety. You can do anything you like from now on, so long as it makes you happy. You see, that's the thing, isn't it? Would returning to your old home really make you happy? Returning to all the judging eyes, lashing tongues, and grabbing hands. The world out there, it's no place to live. Not one little bit. In the end, I just want to make sure you are happy. I have looked for someone like you for a very long time, searching for the perfect person to share my life with. Oh dear, is that what you thought? I'm sorry you had to hear all those nasty rumors about me. I know mortals have been saying that I hunt children, but that's simply not true. It's just that children are sensitive to spirits like me. I've mostly hidden myself from people during my search, but every so often a child will be able to peer through the veil and see me. I'm not terribly interested in children, one way or another, but I'm not rude. When that happens, I usually greet them with a simple hello, or else try to calm them down with my favorite sound. You know the one. Pop, 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 pop. But in the end, most children will be so terribly frightened no matter what I say. I suppose it's because of my height. After all, when you see an 8-foot-tall woman, it's going to be a shock regardless of how she says hello. That is where those nasty little rumors come from. I'm sorry that you had to hear them. I hope that didn't have anything to do with why you were trying to avoid me. Oh, my poor, sweet, dear one. All this time you thought I was going to hurt you. Nothing could be further from the truth. I just want to keep you for my very own. Forever. And now, that's exactly what will happen. I finally found you. Finally caught you. Finally made you mine. I'm going to spend the rest of my days loving and cherishing you. You, I see. It feels a bit disappointing to hear you say that you want to talk to people other than me. But I suppose that's fair. You humans aren't very accustomed to solitude, after all. But that won't be a problem. My isn't just out in the middle of nowhere, you know. There's a whole village filled with yokai. If you need more friends, you're free to find some here. Just don't forget that you're mine, not theirs. All right. I think that's enough talking for now. Ah, yes. You need more sleep if you're going to heal properly. I'm going to cast my spell again and make you sleep some more. You should be feeling much, much better by the time you wake up. Oh.